for the weekend in review, Stuyvesant resident Will Flom announced Friday, April 4th, the New York State Supreme Court Third Department has ruled in his favor on a long-pending Freedom of Information law requested to Columbia County in an attempt to determine whether a former assistant Columbia County attorney held a no-show job. Flom submitted a series of FOIL requests for records from the county attorney's office. The county denied the request. In its February decision, the appellate court rejected the county's argument and ordered Flom's original application for the records to be reconsidered. And Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential. New York State United Teachers delegates, Sunday, April 6, elected a new president, Karen McGee, a veteran teacher from Harrison, Westchester County. The challenge to outgoing Dick Anuzzi was brewing for months, with much of the debate focusing on how the union should respond to a new Common Core curriculum and its relationship with Governor Andrew Cuomo, 3-year term. McGee is the first woman to serve as a NYSUT president. She was elected to a 3-year term. NYSUT is the state's largest union. Also this weekend, Casey Seeler reported NYSUT repeated its call for removal of State Education Commissioner John King, whose identification with the controversial implementation of the Common Core educational standards has made him unpopular with the union. The vote Saturday, April 5th, by almost 3,000 delegates at NYUTS's Representative Assembly supports backs approval of a no-confidence resolution on King by the union's 80-member board of directors. And then Adam Clayton reported in the Daily Mail, the Columbia and Greene County's Catholic Charities Nutrition Outreach and Education Program has secured funding for the next 4 years. Yes! Its contract with Hunger Solutions New York has been renewed. The program's essential goal is to promote the federal Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, throughout Columbia County and Greene counties. It has been funded by Hunger Solutions for the past 3 years. Since July, the Twin Counties program has initiated benefits for 355 households and processed 272 applications. Today's weather is a chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m. Increasing clouds, high near 58. It's a chance of precipitation. It's